8. Did the Buddha have a job? Do you think the Buddha had a job? Yes, he did. How do we know? The Buddha once went to the Devadaha for his alms round. The king of the city was King Suprabuddha, the Buddha's father-in-law before he renounced his secular life. When the king saw the Buddha, he was furious and had only these words for the Buddha: "You have forsaken your country and your wife. Your life serves no purpose and you are of no benefit to the world. You don't have a job and you don't produce anything useful. I forbid you from collecting alms in my country." How did the Buddha respond? He replied, "King Suprabuddha, you're mistaken. Every day I use the plow of compassion to till the fields of blessings for sentient beings. The seeds I sow are Bodhi seeds. I work hard every day. How can you say I produce nothing? Since the time of the Buddha, the job for Buddhist monastics has been to cultivate the practice and teach the Dharma. With their compassion and cultivation, they serve to elevate the moral standards and trends in their society. Is this not work?" Other major endeavors of the Buddha have been to avert war. When King Ajatasattru was about to attack Virji, the Buddha prevented the conflict by convincing the king's minister that his attempt would be futile. When King Viruddhaka tried to attack the kingdom of Kapilavastu, where the Buddha grew up, the Buddha stood in the path of his armies on 3 occasions. By getting the disrespectful daughter-in-law of Elder Suddhata to mend her ways, the Buddha helped build family harmony. The Buddha was also able to get the child-eating demon Mantanga to turn over a new leaf and convince the serial killer Agulamala to end his life of crime. The Buddha has liberated millions of people, opening the door of wisdom so that they may truly see themselves. His work is both significant and noble.